2.6, Part 1.
With me in the studio today, I have two pilots, Richard and Stephen, who are going to answer some of the most frequently asked questions about flying and air travel. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Right. The first question is, what weather conditions are the most dangerous when flying a plane?
Well, probably the most dangerous weather conditions are when the wind changes direction very suddenly. This tends to happen during thunderstorms and typhoons, and it's especially dangerous during takeoff and landing. But it's quite unusual. I've been flying for 37 years now, and I've only experienced this 3 or 4 times.
Is all turbulence dangerous?
No, in fact, it's not normally dangerous. Pilots know when to expect turbulence, and we try to avoid it by changing routes or flight levels.
Which is more dangerous, takeoff or landing?
Both takeoff and landing can be dangerous. They're the most critical moments of a flight. Pilots talk about the critical 8 minutes, the 3 minutes after takeoff and the 5 minutes before landing. Most accidents happen in this period.
I would say takeoff is probably slightly more dangerous than landing. There is a critical moment just before takeoff when the plane is accelerating, but it hasn't yet reached the speed to be able to fly. If the pilot has a problem with the plane at this point, he has very little time, maybe only a second, to abort the takeoff.
Passengers often think that putting on seatbelts in a plane is really a waste of time. Is that true?
Not at all. When the plane is moving on the ground and the pilot suddenly puts the brakes on, passengers can be thrown out of their seats, just like in a car.
Yes, yes.
But more importantly, during the flight, if there is sudden and severe turbulence, you could be thrown all over the cabin if you aren't wearing your seatbelt. That's why airlines usually recommend you wear your belt even when the seatbelt light is off.
Should we really listen to the safety information?
It's definitely worth listening to the information about emergency exits. If there's a fire on a plane, it may be dark and the plane will be full of smoke and fumes. So listening to where the exits are and working out which one is the nearest exit to you might save your life. Most aircrew can even tell you where the emergency exits are in the hotels where they stay.
What about life jackets?
Fortunately, planes very rarely have to land in the sea. But to be honest, the chances of surviving if your plane did crash into the sea are not high.
Yes. Are some airports more dangerous than others?
Yes, some are. Particularly airports with high mountains around them. And airports in countries with older or more basic navigation equipment.
For some difficult airports, like, let's say, Kathmandu,
yes,
they only allow very experienced pilots to land there. And for some of these airports, pilots have to practice on a simulator first before they are given permission to land a plane there.
How important is it for pilots and controllers to have good, clear English?
Oh, it's the official language of the air, so obviously it's vital for pilots and controllers to have good English. To be honest, it doesn't always happen.
And apart from people's English not being good, some countries don't respect the convention and don't force their pilots to speak in English. But most of them do, luckily.